It is another Saturday morning, and it is time for another Tee to Green Golf Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And summer has returned weather-wise this weekend. We've been going through about 3 weeks of fall-like weather. It's been highs in the 70s and very low humidity and nice. I mean, nothing wrong with that, but it's nice to get some heat. It's going to be up in the 80s, maybe near 90 sometime this weekend and into next week. So we're maybe going to get one last blast of hot summer weather here before we start talking about kids going back to school and football games starting and everything else. But we'll spend the next hour or so here on the Mighty 790 talking about golf. And to do that, at least in the first part of the show here, we're going to welcome in by phone somebody you've heard on this program often. His name is Corey Herlickson. He is a PGA golf professional at the Meadows Golf Course in Moorhead. And I understand that Corey might be spending this weekend in even warmer climes than around here. I think he's going on a buddy golf trip down to Phoenix this weekend. So, Corey, thanks for taking time out of your weekend. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. I'm actually heading off to Pinehurst is where I'm heading off.
Why did I say Phoenix? I saw a P, maybe I thought Phoenix. Okay. Sorry about that. Pinehurst is really cool. I mean, Phoenix is cool, but Pinehurst is really cool. Why'd you decide to go there? It's a great place to go play golf, but kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, I've got some buddies that I worked with in Las Vegas when I was at the Legacy Golf Course, and we used to get together at least 3-4 times a year and play a two-person better ball match against two other guys. And the one guy, his name's Tim. He's come up here a couple times and visited me. He's turned 30, and he always liked to do big birthday things for his milestone birthdays. And he decided to rent a house right staying in a house about 100 yards from the clubhouse of Pinehurst number 2.
Oh, man.
And, we're going to play Pinehurst 2, 4, and 8. And then a couple other courses in the area while we're down there.
Goodness gracious, what a great weekend. Wow, that's Pinehurst number 2. Now, Pinehurst is in North Carolina, right? That's the big golf resort in North Carolina. And Pinehurst is kind of one of those old-time, fancy resorts, but a lot of people can play there. It's open to the public. You can do those things. But what a... It's so historic and it's just so neat. And I believe Pinehurst number 2 is a Donald Ross course. So it's got that going for it. It's held U.S. Opens. It's held all the major events I think you could possibly hold, Corey. What a tremendous trip you're going to have.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. The beauty of playing number 2 is it's hosting the men's and women's U.S. Opens next year. Within consecutive weeks. So we're looking forward. It's been completely redesigned. New greens. They've done whatever they can to try to keep the turf conditions there and immaculate condition for the next, 1 to 10 years. And, in fact, they're cutting off the amount of people that can play it there. They stopped tee times at 2 o'clock because of the heat out there because they just don't want a ton of traffic. And we ended up getting a 1:40 tee time, so one of the last ones out.
Wow, that's great. And I'd forgotten about Pinehurst hosting the back-to-back U.S. Opens next year, which is a whole different vein of conversation. The USGA really kind of stepping out and trying something new, experimental. But how many golf courses are at Pinehurst? You mentioned you're going to play 2, 4, and 8, I think you said. So how many courses are there?
They have a total of 8 golf courses there.
Okay.
I don't know how he does it, but they have a head professional who's in charge of number 1 through number 5. I have enough trouble handling one course myself. Oh, I have 5. They have 8 there.
Wow. And so have you played at Pinehurst before? Is this a first-time deal?
You know what? I haven't. I've been to Florida about 70 times, and I've never played golf east of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You've never played in Florida even? Really?
No, I've been down there 8 times, and I've never played. Went down there when I was going to my PGA school.
Sure.
Was concentrating on that. And then I've been down for the merchandise show. But, mom at home knows I do a fair share of golfing in the summer. And when we go down there in the winter, she wants apparently she finds me attractive enough to want me around the entire time we're down there.
Does she have eye problems or something, or what? What's the story?
I'm thinking we might need to see an ophthalmologist.
New pair of glasses might be in order for the missus. No offense to you, of course. That's great. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories from coming back from Pinehurst, Corey. What I would think that a lot of people from Fargo, Moorhead, they're going to take, golf buddy trips or buddy golf trips, whichever way you want to phrase it. I know some guys that go over to the Brainerd Lakes area every year they kind of get together and do the same thing you're doing, you know, maybe do a two-man team thing with a whole bunch of guys. And I know some guys in the wintertime that go down to Scottsdale and kind of do that and kind of have the guys weekend out. I would think that those would be pretty popular destinations for people to do a trip like this, although you could do them anywhere. You could take a buddy golf trip to Minneapolis if you wanted, or to the Meadows. It would be a fun thing. But I think Scottsdale and probably the Brainerd Lakes area are a couple of more popular destinations.
Yeah, very much so up in this area. You know, Brainerd has, more often than not, you know, the buddy vacations revolve around really good facilities, both golf courses and resorts type of a thing. And, you know, that's why Brainerd and Scottsdale are so popular in this area. And for some reason, people in this area, they just don't head out east a lot, maybe because we deal with humidity in the summer and there's a ton of humidity and they just want to get to dry weather. But, you know, like you said, you can make a golf weekend out of anything. It's just a matter of, you know, someone organizing it and getting it put together. It's a great idea. It's great for, you know, camaraderie amongst friends to get to, you know, rekindle maybe close relationships you had in college or, you know, former jobs or whatever. So it's just a great idea.
It is. And also it takes some time too. Let's be honest. It takes time just to play a round of golf. It takes time and permission from the missus and everybody else to be able to get out and spend a couple days out. So if guys can do that, they do like to go somewhere, as you said, Corey, where there's a resort and where they can kind of kick back and, you know, stay right on the grounds there and not do any driving for various reasons. One of them is that some people like to have a couple of cocktails when they're either playing golf or they're done playing golf. So I think the least amount of driving and the most convenience, as well as affordability and great golf. You always want to play a great golf course. I think those are kind of the key to a golf buddy trip.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you can always find a time. You know, everyone's pocketbook is different. It's just a matter of finding the time of year to play at some of these places. You know, we all know that Brainerd has its peak seasons and non-peak seasons, and Pinehurst is just the same. So just, you know, if you don't have a lot of money to spend, you may just have to go at a little bit of a different time, but usually there's deals that are out there for almost any resort in the country.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. And actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you know, the courses up by Brainerd, they'll tell you that September is actually their busiest month of the year. Guys just really love, especially from the Twin Cities, just love to go to the Brainerd Lakes area in September and take a few days off and do the thing then. And, you know, you'd think maybe it'd be June, July, but it's September, and that's always a great time to play golf around here is September, as you know. So, you know, guys might want to consider that. Let's take a break here, Corey. I know that you're up against some time here. You got some things going on, so maybe we'll just do one more segment with you. When we return, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the end of the golf season and looking forward to September. We're down to this, in fact, might be our last golf show. I'm not even sure what the schedule is. It's going to transition pretty soon here into the outdoor show, the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show. But if this is it, if this is the farewell tour for the golf show, let's talk about fall golf coming up and some things that people can do to stay in the game here as the weather starts to cool down in the Fargo-Moorhead area. You're listening to the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning. Corey Hurlickson, head golf professional at the Meadows, our guest on Tee to Green. I am Mike McFeely, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. How you like me now? How you like me now?